don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. How's everybody doing today? We have a great show we're going to do today, and I'm going to be smoking cigars and relaxing and trying to relax my whole entire body today. I was sick for a few days. But anyway, I'd like to thank Oliva Cigars. Hello, Oliva. Oliva's our sponsor, and they make my Crooked Diamond cigars as well. So I think I'm back to where I can smoke a cigar and do my stuff. So I'm going to update everybody on a couple of things. People ask me about Morty. How is Morty doing? Morty is doing pretty good. He actually is walking around a little bit better and stuff like that. He still has another leg to do, but he had the one leg fixed, and it is working. It's nice to see him get around a little bit at least. I mean, anyway,
look at him. You see him show you the leg?
Yeah, he did. He's doing good, Morty. He's getting better and better as it goes. And I had bad news from a friend of mine, had a dog, and they found out it had heart stuff. Wow, that's terrible, man. I mean, I know how it is to have an animal, and then when you have the animal, something goes wrong with it because you can't do anything about it. Listen, yeah. If you own an animal in today's world, you got to remember something, that you are going to outlive that animal unless you're very old right now. So animals, on average, big dogs live about 10 years, 12 years tops. Little dogs can live anywhere from 18 years or whatever. Outdoor cats live only three years, I think it's, or less, actually. Less than 3 years.
See, I had some outdoor cats that were like 18. And then it got to the point where I think other people were putting poison out and they'd come home and die.
Nah, I don't think any cat outside was 18.
Okay.
Maybe, but I mean, when did you have a cat for 18 years? How would you even know that? You're out of your house at 17.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but my parents, you know, told me that the cat was, you know, 15 to something years old when we had it.
Oh, your cat is 15?
Yeah, and then we had neighbor cats that were ages and ages years old.
Wow. Well, I know cats. I've never heard of a cat outside. Maybe they live that long. I don't know where they're at. What do they drink? They got predators to watch.
Yeah,
they got a whole bunch of stuff around their neighborhood. Then they got diseases that hit
we
them.
We had one neighborhood cat that would disappear for weeks on end. It was a tabby. You know those orange tabbies? It was this cat was so old. It just reminded me of a grandpa. And it would disappear for a few weeks at a time. And then the owners would think it died. And they would tell the whole block, like, oh, yeah, he finally passed away. And then he'd be back like a week later.
I mean, they didn't know that for a fact. They just thought he would do that.
Yeah, he thought they were like, oh, he's old enough. Like, he hasn't been home for a week. You know, they're like, so he's clearly, I think he's gone, you know. And then he'd be back like 2 weeks later. Like, hey, mothers, you know.
Well,
everyone would be like, really?
Animals are something. You have to take care of them. I love to take care of them. If you're going to take care of an animal, take care of it. Don't not just, you know, half-ass take care of it, whether it's medications, give them their medications on time. And if they're on an arthritis medication, make sure they get that. That's a medicine that's in the system. People think medication should be stopped. I take certain medications for my arthritis. If I don't take that, after 3 days, 4 days, it starts getting out of your system.
It's an everyday thing?
Every day. You have to take that forever.
That's what Morty's doing.
Yeah, he is. He's that. I think
is that your
hurting him.
Gabapentin's is what it is?
Yeah, I actually take gabapentin. I have gabapentin. I'll bet it's the same exact drug.
Yeah, I think it is.
But
that's for their arthritis?
Arthritis. It's an arthritis drug. Same as a Toledac that
he's
I take.
He's got four more. So he's got 2 days left.
Of a Toledac, gabapentin?
Gabapentin, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
He should be on that, but he has something else, doesn't he? What's the other medication?
He's got carbaprofen.
That's another medicine that's
he's got a lot more carbaprofens than he does gabapentins.
You can only have one actual arthritis medication. You're not going to have two.
Yeah, one of them's for inflammation, and then one of them's for, I don't know.
Oh, well, arthritis
they all
is
seem like they're doing the same thing.
Arthritis is inflammation. Yeah. It's inflammation around the joints, and that's why it hurts, because it happens in weather. You'll hear a lot of old people say, oh, my back hurts, or my hands hurt, and it's so true. If it's going to rain or it gets damp, something in your bones that you could feel it.
Oh, the weather. My mom says that.
Absolutely. When you get older, you're going to feel that. You got a bad back, so it's going to happen to you when you get older. Doesn't happen as much when you're younger, but it does happen a lot when you're older. And that's just, that's what you have to deal with. Animals deal with the same thing, but animals don't know how to tell us they're hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, you only see it. And you it's really don't crunch. Know how much.
He's got crunchy bones.
Well, that's arthritis. That's the inflammation that's cracking. I do the same thing. I can do it right now on air. I can do it and crunch my whole body, and you'll hear it, but I'm not going to do it. And then, then you have also, you just don't know how much they're hurting. And I love people who just say, they don't need it. How do you know they don't need it? How does a person know that dog doesn't need it? Yeah. You don't.
They don't bitch like normal people.
No, your dogs can take a lot more, but you know, you'll see them limp. Then you, how do you know they don't need that medicine? I don't know who.
Well, yeah, especially if they have a higher pain tolerance, and then you see them actually limping, maybe it's like off the charts.
Unless they're like Morty, he cons it and then limps when he don't want to go out.
Or he wasn't conning us, and he was slowly tearing his ACLs.
Oh, he totally tore him. There's no question he couldn't walk. It was sad to watch, actually. I didn't like watching that. So, but it is what it is. That happens a lot. The talking about animals, I mean, there's also shelters. A lot of shelters have volunteer programs. So people should, if they, you know, if you love animals, but you can't keep them right for whatever reason, whether it's finances or time.
Yeah, they're in the cage for 15 hours a day.
I can't stand that. I have people who do that, and I know the people who do that. And I get crate
training. I get that. But when you have doubles every day and your dog's in the cage for more than 12 hours a day for more than one day a week.
I don't even like that at all, because I consider it jail. And people
okay, say, but they're crate training. You can get it to the point where they think it's their home and they feel more comfortable in there.
I heard for that. For sure. But I don't know.
When but I get cages, where, I'm on your side too, where you're leaving that thing in there for way too long. Way too long.
You know, somebody said to me, that's true. They said to me, they go, you know, Larry, I get what you're saying, but what's the alternative? They're going to kill the dog anyway. So if they're going to put the dog down because they don't have people, then what are you going to say? Oh, put him in jail. And I almost want to say, just put him down, because is that any way to live? But then I think about people in prison who live through life sentences or live through death sentences until they get killed or not. And then, I mean, I just don't like it, because I see a cage. I see a dog look at you with sad eyes through a cage, and I can't stand that.
Well, I mean, I feel like even the holes cage is a little bigger.
Who?
If you think about it, dogs can only get up and then turn. Can't in the hole, you kind of like walk around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, half the size of
like this you room. Couldn't do this, right? And touch each wall.
No, only one place I could do that. Because
when you see a dog in a cage, it stands up and its face is touching the front and its back is touching the back. And then it like has to turn around and every wall is being touched while it turns around.
Oh,
I know. You know, that's right. I hate. And then they don't give them beds because they chew up the bed when they're in there because they're bored.
Well, they're chewing up the bed.
They don't have anything to do.
Stressed out.
Yeah, they're bored. They don't have anything to do.
Oh, man. I mean, what do you do? That is terrible when you more than I think about. At least if a dog has a place to maneuver, go around, look for bugs. I don't care. You know, we, and you do that here.
So
we keep the TV on.
Would you rather, here's a good question for me too. Would you rather have a dog be outside all day, every single day in the backyard, chained to a tree? Or would you rather have a dog spend a majority of the day in a cage? But then have, you know, outside time and walk time. Or just be outside the whole
that's
time.
That's so tough, because I know somebody who put a dog on a chain and it was so bad because he didn't have water and he was out in 100-degree heat.
See?
He had no shelter.
This is what I'm talking about.
So, but I don't know. I don't.
Or would you rather have it in the cage in the AC waiting for its parents to come home in 8 hours?
Well, I'd probably do that unless they never get off that chain. Now, if they get off that chain when the parent comes in.
Usually they don't.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story.
My mom actually, allegedly, the way she got her dog, who is a golden retriever, about a year old now, she's had him for about a year, was that one of the coworkers kept coming into work complaining about the neighbor's dog being chained up for days and days, you know, through the cold weather. And my mom was like, allegedly my mom said to go get the dog off the chain and bring him in. And so he did that. Allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if, I saw there was a person down near my brother-in-law's house that had a dog chain. I wanted to go get it because they left it out there. And it was, and when you see it and it's not being fed for 3 days and it looks emancipated.
And that's kind of,
oh my God.
Emancipated? I think that's the wrong word. Emancipated is when you disown your parents.
What is that word? There's a word for it.
Nuts chopped off? Is that what you're saying?
No, emaciated or something like that.
Isn't emancipation when you disclaim?
Yeah, is different, but it's something like that. Emancipated. No, what is it? The word is...
I think I'm going to lock in with I'd rather my dog be in a cage for 8 hours a day inside than locked up outside forever. That's what I'm going to go with.
I don't know.
I'm just saying you got to pick one, Larry. It's not a lawyer thing. Just pick one. Just tell us your side. Would you rather have a dog in a cage for 8 hours, or would you rather have a dog tied up outside in the conditions forever?
I'd have to say tied. It depends. If where I lived. If I lived in Hawaii, it
would be outside. I'm talking about Florida. Florida.
Right now? Florida. Right now?
No, Florida all year. Today. No, it's not coming inside, Larry. It
ever.
Is an outside dog. People have those.
Okay.
The dog is outside.
It has no shelter.
It's got a little hut that's smaller than that cage, sure.
Okay, he's got a little hut to stay out of the elements and stuff like that?
I mean, no, it's got no door. No, it's got a little roof above it.
To stay out of the...
No baths, no treats, no walks.
It doesn't have that in the house either.
Yes, it does. It's in the house for 8 hours a day until its owners come home.
Oh, okay. Then I'd take the 8 hours a day.
I'm not saying it's... No, it's either an outdoor dog chained to a fence.
Never getting treats, never getting anything?
That's how they work. That's how I've seen them work, you know, outdoor dogs. Have you ever seen an outdoor dog that's really treated well? Chained up outside? I haven't.
Oh, I've seen some, but that doesn't mean he's done all the time. I don't know.
Now, barn dogs are completely different than, like, city-chained-up dogs. If you have a barn dog that sleeps inside a barn with your animals and stays outside every day, all day, but goes into your horse barn,
that's
okay with me, totally.
100%.
I'm saying your backyard right here. If you chained a dog up to that fence and then gave it a little cover for the rain... But, you know, mud's still getting in there.
Okay,
it's still
this. If I had a dog chained to my backyard with a long enough chain to reach my whole backyard and go in that shed in the back and everything else and maybe get water that's put in there or whatever drink that's in there and all that, I would take that. But besides getting in here and just being in a cage.
Only for 8 hours. Only for a work day.
Okay, so that dog will never, ever get off that chain?
No. That's my experience with the chain dogs. I mean,
yeah, then I'd take
What other have you had a chain dog up experience where they're like, oh, yeah, he comes inside when they get
home?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I've never seen
I know guys who own a lot of the times junkyards would have dogs.
No, that's like a farm dog. It's got property to roam around on.
At
it's not
night,
on like
but it's
a chain.
Chained up all day.
Oh, it's chained.
All day. All day, and then after the chaining, it lets loose when the guy leaves. There's a couple out. Man, there's a couple. There's one out on Ellis Road, near Ellis Road, out where my car place is, where they do that. That kind of stuff is out that way.
That's now, are these landfills or dumps?
No, there's a landfill here.
I know there's a landfill here somewhere.
So that's where you dump trash. And then I don't know
what
they
do with
this
shit. Yeah, I didn't know.
I don't know if
I looked
they
it
burn
up twice.
It, they put it in incinerators, I don't know.
Usually people try to avoid burning nowadays.
Well, they do something where they try to recycle. I don't know how much they can recycle anymore.
Usually just try to melt it down. But yeah, the recycle thing is
burning
like...
Burning it, isn't it? Melting it down?
No, melting something down and burning something is two different things.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. How is that? Isn't it burning it? When I take a piece of plastic, I melt it down.
No, that's burning it. No, that's totally burning it. When you light your plastic and throw it into the cup back there, that's burning it. Now, if you wanted to melt your plastic, you would put it in a metal tube and then put that metal tube on top of another metal tube and then do a double boil, and then it melts the plastic instead of burning it.
When it melts, when it burns, it melts.
Watch. When I melt this, okay? If I melt it, I'm going to put it inside a pot. And then I'm going to put that pot inside another hot pot. And then it's going to melt into a piece of plastic that I can reuse again. If I just lit this on fire, it would burn and incinerate and char up. And I can't use that. But to melt it is a different way than just burning it and setting it on fire. Setting something on fire is not melting something to reuse.
Well, I just would think that.
How do you do gold? You don't put a direct flame onto gold. You put gold in a pot, and then you put that pot.
But the pot is at a certain degree.
No. And then you put that pot into another element that is at a certain degrees. It's never direct flame onto that.
You can direct flame it if you get it hot enough. Okay. Obviously. What do you think acetylene torches do? They burn things when you weld, you're actually melting metal onto something else.
Okay.
That is what metal.
Yeah. I just know, I know, you know, double melting and how to actually like melt something to get it again. What you're thinking of is taking a torch to this bottle and torching it to reuse it. I don't think that's how that works. You have to put it in something.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they actually do it, but melting something is melting. The word melting means burning it out of its element, out of its original shape.
You're not burning it, though. You're not burning it.
Yeah, I'm not burning it. I'm melting it.
Yeah, you're melting it. You're not burning it.
That's what you're
Larry,
doing.
It's the same thing if I took chocolate and I took a flame to chocolate. I would just burn the chocolate. You're not going to be able to eat it again unless it's like all the way back here and you're like slowly melting it. But like to double do chocolate, you usually put it in a metal bowl or a bowl and then you have a melting or another pot with boiling water on it and then you put it on that boiling water. And then that melts the chocolate. It's never like a direct heat thing.
Well, I think if we took a piece of chocolate right now and I put an acetylene torch underneath it and melted that,
it's not going to in a bowl. It's going to burn. Mine would melt because I'm putting it in the bowl already, and then I'm putting the bowl underneath the heat.
So mine wouldn't melt.
Putting the heat to the thing.
Mine wouldn't melt.
Yours would burn, but are we going to try to reuse it? That's my thing. If we're going to try to reuse the chocolate, yeah, you should put it in a bowl underneath a piece of heat.
But both things are... we're talking circles. Because either
no,
one...
No, we're not talking circles.
Either one is melting.
No.
No?
No.
So burning and melting is two different things?
Yeah. Yeah. Burning trash and then melting recycled plastic are two different things.
I don't know. I'm not going to sit here online and do it, but I'm going to disagree with you, but... I think once you melt something, you melt it. You melt it. What do they say about ice cream? It melted.
You're not burning it, though, Larry.
But it melted.
But if I took a torch to it, it would burn.
Ice cream's not going to burn. You're going to melt it.
Depends. It. Yeah.
It's going to melt.
It's a different substance than plastic and metal.
I just think the word melt, I think it's called smelting, too.
Smelting is a whole other word for, yeah. You take iron.
Not melting.
You take iron. Yeah, you take ores, raw ores, and you smelt them. You know what you do for that? You put them inside a bucket, and then you put them in another container. Another heat container. You're not melting that. You're burning it. That's the whole thing. Yes, I agree. Show them that. That is burning. That is not melting. There's two different things.
Well, I think it melted. It burnt, and now it melted.
Holy shit. No, it actually just burnt to a crisp without melting.
Oh, so you can't, that's not how they do it.
To reuse that? No. To reuse that as a teddy bear or whatever you want to reuse that as? No. That's not how they do it. They put them in third-party contraptions, and then they melt that down. They don't just put a flame directly towards something.
Ah, there you go. The difference between heating, melting, and burning, including melting, is a change in state and is usually reversible.
Yeah.
So that's true.
That's not a melting. You cannot reverse that.
Burning is chemical change and is not usually reversible.
If you did this...
Heating is a change in temperature and is usually reversible.
Burning. Now, what's burning? Can't reuse this as a piece of plastic anymore, but if you melted it down, you could reuse it as plastic.
But if I take chocolate and I put my flame to it right there...
It's going
to
burn.
It would melt.
No, Larry, it would
burn, Lair. I'll go get you a piece of chocolate. It's going to crisp up on the outside, and it's going to burn. Haven't you ever put, like, a s'mores in the fire? It burns. It doesn't melt. It crisps up, and then it burns.
Yeah, why do things burn instead of melting? Substances that They're burn two different things. Instead of melt have combustion temperatures that are lower than the melting points. Before they have a chance to be heated to a temperature high enough to melt, they react with oxygen in the atmosphere and combust or burn. This is the case with wood.
Is that it? You can't melt wood, ever.
Yeah. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah, just like how you could melt plastic and or you could burn plastic like you burn wood. Or you could melt plastic into another form that you could reuse it. You can't reuse what you just burnt.
Here's what it says. If a material's flash point is lower than its melting point, that material will burn before it melts.
Yeah.
But it will melt.
Larry.
If a material's melting point is lower than the flash point, it will
how do you melt, melt before how do you it melt burns. Something then with a higher... How do you melt plastic instead of burn it? Huh? Look up how you melt plastic instead of burn it. And you have to put it into a third-party object and then heat that third party up. You can't just melt plastic with a flame directly to it. You can. Like, if it's back here, Larry, look. Like, if it's back here, I'll melt it. It'll start slowly melting like that. That's melting. See? It's not the flame directly towards it. See, I'm melting it. I'm not burning it. But the second this flame stays on this bottle for a little too long, it's going to start burning the bottle, not melting the bottle. And then down here, since look, this is cool right here, Larry, look. Since this has water in it, it's not going to burn like
the, things don't.
The rest of the plastic. Look, look.
No, of course not, because it heats the water.
Yeah.
It does. That's cool. How you cook stuff in prison.
Yeah, it's science.
That is how you cook stuff in prison. That's why your body will blister before it will burn.
That's why it doesn't burn. It's because there's
another party. Here I said, that's why it will blister. If you put a fire to here, you will blister.
Just start bubbling up, yeah.
Underneath
So you boils. Know how it works, yeah.
I know that.
All I was just trying to say is burning and melting are two different things. It's not the same thing.
Nobody said it wasn't. Nobody said it wasn't. I said you can burn something and then melt it. I'll bet you could take
all of this stuff. You can't burn something and then melt it. No.
I'll bet you could
take it. If you burn it, you've destroyed it. You cannot melt it into another object. The whole thing is you cannot burn this piece of plastic and then expect it to be another piece of plastic. You have to melt it down very perfectly to become a nice piece of plastic, then you could pour into a mold.
So how do then when you recycle, they can't put anything else in there?
No, yeah, that's the whole thing. Because if your mom doesn't wash all of those dishes, guess what? They become trash. They can't just melt trash down into the metal. Or it burns off, they might be able to do that. But your mom is totally right when she washes the trash. Or
she's only right because they tell her to do that. And
because
like
they're,
that
because their machines can't.
Well, why is she doing it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I won't do that.
But yeah, they're not going to do it either, Larry. You think they're going to wash all your garbage to recycle it? No fucking chance.
No, but they want you to wash your trash? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, they do.
Sure they do. You're right.
That's the whole thing. They started being like, hey, if we tell them to wash their trash, maybe in like 35 years, we can get
them
to wear...
Did you pick up the cord that goes with that?
We can get them to wear masks. I was just saying, if they can convince you to wash your trash, maybe, you know, they can convince you to wear a mask whenever they want to. That was kind of the transition into other things.
Well, they tried. But a lot of people didn't do it, and a lot of people wouldn't do it. And
a lot of people did it.
A lot of people did it. No, 100%. I mean, listen, you have a social contract. That's the problem. That you have nobody has a right to tell you that you have to, wear a mask.
They did tell you you had to.
They're not going to come here and make you wear a mask.
I know. They're not going to come to your home, but, you know, to risk somebody's livelihood for their job to either wear a mask or get vaccinated.
They have the right to do that.
Yeah, they had the right, but it's still forceful.
They have every right to make somebody wear a mask. Every right.
I didn't say they don't.
You have every right as a company owner to not do it.
It's still a forceful thing.
Well,
it is.
I mean,
tell a mom with two kids who doesn't have another job or a way to get another job.
Well, tell the guy who that she killed because she came in with COVID.
Oh, maybe they should stay home too. You know, maybe that person should have stayed home.
No, they got a mask on.
Well, maybe they should have stayed home.
Oh, so that key employee shouldn't work, but your mother should.
Key employee? I thought we were just talking about, you know.
What I'm getting at is when you're talking about a mask, and I'm not a mask lover. I never wore a mask.
But they should
have
stayed home.
But they have a right. As a business owner, to say anybody who comes in here needs a mask.
I know what you say, and I'm going to stick on what I say.
You got it.
It's still forceful.
Okay, that's great. It's not forced. You're saying it's forceful to say,
it totally
if
is.
You don't, you're going to get fired. Then
it's
that's
force. That is force.
But it's okay to if somebody dies.
That's if your well-being and you knew you shouldn't be outside, stay home. Stay home.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Weren't you? You've told me that you were totally anti-mask
store.
And you would go into the store.
I said I will not go into a store.
And you were like, oh, they tried to kick me out, so.
So they did.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
You were the same guy that
did
have a
problem. I give them business by putting a mask on. That's my opinion. But I have give them. I disagreed with Ron DeSantis, the governor, who told the cruise lines that they cannot mandate mask wearing. Who is he saying they can't?
Can't mandate?
Right.
By.
He said you can't mandate having a person wear a mask. And the cruise line said, yes, we can. It's our business. Now, if you're a Republican, you should agree with whatever the business says. If they want them and they want to lose money, so be it. Yeah. If they don't want
to
wear
like,
money.
Come out with like outrageous price gouging fines, like, hey, for every employee you don't have, you know, get injected with a vaccine, we're going to charge that business this much money.
They did worse than that.
Yeah, they did worse.
No,
that's a good
word.
Told
people,
worse.
They told people
that's a really good
that
word.
If you had a contract like worse. Grumman, who has hundreds of thousands of employees,
exactly.
If you didn't get vaccinated, you can't come to work.
No, it was if you didn't have your employees vaccinated, we're going to fine you every single day.
We're not going to fine them. We're going to not give you the contract for millions of dollars.
Yeah, which is pretty forceful. Well, it's a force.
They're trying.
It is a force thing.
Listen, they're trying
Thank
to protect.
Yeah,
they're trying to protect the
forcefully
the people.
Forcefully.
Okay.
By hanging money over everyone's head. Being like, we'll destroy your business if you don't do this. That sounds like force to me.
Well, they're trying
to destroy your income.
Don't you understand they're trying to protect the masses? But it's people have their own opinions of how things go, and nobody's always right. I did not believe in the masks, but if a bar wanted a mask on or a shop wanted a mask on,
it's not the bars
I could
that
not
wanted.
Go in there.
It's not the bars that wanted it, Larry.
Yeah.
It was literally the government being like, hey, we're going to fine your company for not having.
And they agreed with it.
Yeah. Just comment.
You're not understanding that.
Go to the poll on the Spotify. We'll have a poll on it if you guys agreed
you can
on
do,
either
yeah,
side.
You can do anything you want. Yeah. Obviously, you can do anything you want. This is the government. I was in the military, so I understood that I had signed a contract to agree with whatever the military
said. You signed it because you went
away.
So
you have signed one by being a U.S. citizen.
It seemed pretty forceful in 2020. I think we can all agree with that. It seemed pretty forceful.
Well, I think whatever I believe it was the right thing to do has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with what they are allowed to do. And they are allowed to do anything they want. And until you learn that, maybe you're going to think you have a real say, which you have no say. And I think if that didn't show you have no say, nothing will.
That's the whole point of my entire, you know.
You have no say.
Synapsis.
You have no
say. Is that, people didn't have a say, and it was all forced. Thank you. Nobody had a say. Thank you.
Of course not. Everybody.
Thank you.
You do have a say.
That's exactly what
we
were
talking about. You could just not go to work.
Yeah, you could just die because you couldn't afford work. Thank you. That was literally the whole point. You don't. You have to listen. You don't have the
It was
say.
Like that in every country yeah. in the world. How's that? No, you understand they don't, Nick. Now you're telling me I'm right.
Okay.
Because when you're right,
okay,
the government coming in and shutting down your business, correct?
Cool.
Why? Because the FDA said you have salmonella in this plant. You got to shut that whole plant down, period. Well, what happens if the government come in and said, there's people with COVID in here, shut it down?
What are do there, you do? Were there? Or were they just saying there might be in the future?
No.
No, I think it was there might be in the future, so you have to take this precaution and do this drug that we actually paid for, and now you have to do it. It wasn't like, oh, hey, there's COVID in your building right now, you have to now shut down. No, it was everyone has to take this precaution.
See, but Nick, here's the difference. Here's the difference. If you didn't, as the government, they're not going to come in physically. If you have Ebola in your plant and you try to sell it, they will come in and physically take the army and police.
Selling Ebola.
Army and the police.
Selling food to people. Not people coming into work. We're talking about selling food to people.
Well, they have that right. Obviously, you sign up. When you have a business, you sign up for that. And every business in the world has
to feeding do that. Food to people is different than coming in for a disease that you are now having a shot for. Selling nasty food to people is different.
Listen, I don't believe in the mask.
The FDA.
I'm the first one who don't believe in the mask.
They can have the right to do it. It's still a forced thing.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
All right, what do you think about Mike Tyson training for Jake Paul fight?
I think we can go back, bam, right here.
Do you think Jake Paul could beat Mike Tyson?
Hell no.
Even now?
Not. It couldn't beat Joe Frazier now.
He's been dead
15
years.
He could stand his own, that's for sure.
Against Mike Tyson?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, this kid bump his head.
You must be a big Jake Paul fan.
No, I'm not the big fans, but you just got to respect what they're doing, you know? He's got five...
You know who Mike Tyson is?
I do. And Mike Tyson's also almost 60.
No, he's not. He's 52.
He just got in the ring 2 years ago.
Yeah, with Roy Jones.
Somebody. Well, it was a joke.
I'd love to see
but
the
But
he
was good enough to get in the ring.
Jay's got five knockouts in
he's
seven
probably
fights.
Probably one of the best boxers ever. Heavyweights.
Oh, absolutely. Tyson?
And this guy would... Jake Paul wouldn't get in the ring with him.
But
he wouldn't get in the ring.
But you don't know anything about
him.
You've never seen a fight.
He'd be stupid to get in a ring with him.
You've never seen one of these fights.
Who's?
Jake Paul's.
I don't need to see it.
Yes, you do. To have that strong of an opinion, you for sure need to see it.
182 pounds to get in the ring with Mike Tyson?
Yes.
I don't care.
Dave is right. Hey, kid. David is a hud. Mike Tyson is a few. You know what skills that guy's got?
Watch that little trailer. I think we talked about this 5 months ago, and I think me and your brother were all ahead of the game.
Why? I don't get you.
You don't remember the whole podcast we had on Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson?
Fighting me?
Fighting Mike Tyson? No, you don't even know who you want to fight. That was Jake.
No, I said,
was Logan Paul. Right. We're talking about Jake Paul.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win?
I'll put all of that right up here as these little clips. See those clips? I think Mike Tyson is going to win for sure. Now, to even have Mike Tyson even think about fighting him is a little weird, bro.
I don't know why. The payday's got to be off the charts for both of them.
It's got to be at least $50 million. Wasn't Connor and Mayweather 50 or 49
I don't
million?
Know what that was. I'll tell you what.
The fight is
scheduled for July 20th. Actually,
is it Miami
in AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys? That's a huge statement. Now, taking a social, Tyson shared a 10-second clip of him hitting pads with his coach
in
Rafael Cordero, former fighter who founded King MMA Fight Academy in 08. I'll tell you what, man, Tyson still looks fast. He looks in good shape to me. Here's what I don't think Jake is getting. Now, Jake is the real deal. I always said that.
Not compared to Tyson, though.
Well, again, that's nobody really is except because of his experience. How many fighters? Jake Paul has lost, what, one fight?
No, like two or three.
Did he go look up Jake Paul's record?
Three.
I know Jake Paul lost to Tyson Fury, right? The son, the kid of the...
Oh, shit.
The brother, okay. The younger brother.
Not 50. It's got to be way more than 50. The Mike Tyson fight and Floyd Mayweather, or the, what was it?
Mayweather and Conor
fight was $280 million.
What?
Per fighter. I've just seen, this one says 275. I didn't believe
they
it
didn't either. Want, put in there, how much did Conor McGregor make?
Each make.
And how much did Mayweather make during that fight?
Maybe that was the total.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way they made two.
That's what I was thinking. I think they each made like 49, 40 something.
Maybe. Yeah, they might have made a ton of money. That's no question. I think they made a ton of money. I just want to know what people think of him. Listen, Tyson has the experience for sure, but he is also 57 years old. So, but he put it this way. You remember what we talked about me fighting Logan Paul? It's not that he wins. Does Tyson have a chance? If Tyson is for real in this
whole thing. That's right. That's totally right.
What?
Okay, so for the fight, Mayweather and McGregor were guaranteed $100 million for the fight.
That's between them?
No.
Each?
And $30 million, respectfully, for whoever of the two fighters were significantly higher during the match. So if you won, you got another $30
million. So all they got was $60 million. They didn't get $100 million each.
While Conor McGregor earned approximately $130 million, as reported as Forbes, for this one fight. That's right. Mayweather got $280 million for winning the fight.
And McGregor got $130 million. That's what I'm reading.
For being a part of it.
Wow, isn't that crazy? I mean, think about that.
That's where my 30 went. It was the 30 for whoever... Yeah.
See, that doesn't make sense either, because then it says, how much was Conor McGregor paid for Mayweather? In the end, Mayweather reportedly earned around $300 million.
No, that's not counting the fight. That's
in
counting,
total from the fight, while McGregor earned around $100 million as a nice additional extra. The WBC awarded the winner with the most valuable boxing belt ever made.
You see, you got to look up how much the pay-per-views paid him out, if that's what you want. Not like, oh, my sponsor gave me this much because I was in the fight. You know?
Well, it took in over $600 million, is what it said. Sold 4.3 million U.S. pay-per-views.
So each of them getting $130 million is not...
Nine-figure paydays, huh?
Yeah. Not very surprising. That means if each of them got $100 million, it's not that surprising.
No.
$200 million for they made $600 million payout... If each of them got 150, it's totally okay.
That is crazy.
I knew it was huge, man. And that's why when fucking the last fight that Jake Paul did, he was like, we outsold Mayweather and Conor. Everyone was like,
who did?
No, you didn't, buddy.
Who said that?
Jake Paul was like, oh, our pay-per-views just outsold Conor and Mayweather.
No, they didn't.
And everyone was like, no. Even Dana got online and was like, are you smoking crack, kid? Like, are you that dumb? He was like, I don't even like boxing.
They didn't even make $100 million.
Yeah, he was like, I don't even like boxing. And you guys didn't come close. Come fucking close to that boxing match.
That
dude.
Had to be amazing. Yeah. I don't know what this can do in numbers, this fight.
This one would go crazy, man.
You think this is going to be
this
big?
This is going to go big. I don't know about big as that because people are dying off. Even me, I'm not that interested anymore on the Pauls fighting. I'm not that interested.
You know, listen, I really think, you know what kid, I think me, the kid Jake Paul's for real.
You know what would make me interested is if Jake Paul got into it like everyone else, and he had to fight whoever the league wanted him to fight, right? Instead of him finding his own opponent and then now making a private event. I think you should get thrown into everyone, how everyone else is going to win the belt, right?
You have to be in a ranked in the top 10, and then you have to...
They're the ones deciding who you're fighting next.
Right.
That's the only way I think that Jake Paul is ever going to get any respect in
the fight game.
In the sport, is if he goes and plays by their rules and goes by the people they want him to fight.
In other words, listen, I don't even know if he's ranked yet.
Because this is all
maybe
just a
he
show.
Is ranked right
this
now.
Is, I don't give a fuck if he is or not, you know. But right now, if he is, he totally could be. To me, this is all just a show. It's all a spectacle. And it's all a Vine YouTube show that I know these guys have perfectly crafted. And he's smart enough to take it to the mainstream. and not just keep it on YouTube, all these fake beefs and all this fake stuff. He went right to the best faked media of them all, boxing.
The main media.
just boxing. The main media. No, boxing.
you got a point there.
Boxing is the best fake. That's the most YouTuber sport of them all.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, the only
what's faker than boxing, Larry?
Oh, high lie.
What's high lie?
High lie is a game where they play with a Bellini and a thing, and they
so clearly nobody knows about it.
What are you kidding?
High lie.
You ask a zillion people high lie what it is.
What sport is high lie?
It's a sport called high lie.
Nobody knows what that is.
A lot of people know what highlight is.
I can call anyone on my phone and ask what highlight is.
Okay, let me tell you what I think is more fixed. Dog racing. Do you know what that is?
I know what dog racing is.
Okay, do you know what highlight is? You don't.
Highlight. No, I don't. You highlight, can't even explain it
I'll
to me.
I'll show you. Go you look it up. Go sport. On that thing and look it up. There you go.
Look it up on the TV.
No, you can put good. We don't get the
Can't you
up.
Just explain to me what
highlighting is? Highlighting is where you're
So it's not that good of a sport. You can't even tell me.
Okay. It's a sport that's very, very big. It used to be very big.
Basketball is a sport where you have one ball, five people on each team, and there's a hoop above everyone else, and you shoot it into the hoop. Explain highlighting.
Highlight is a sport where you have two men per team, one front man, one back man, where you take a ball, it's called also a Bellini, and you hit that Bellini into a certain area like tennis or like ping pong. You have to get it in that box. For it to be open, when you serve, it's like a serving, like playing table tennis.
There's a net?
No, it's a wall. You throw the Bellini against a big wall.
Oh, it's like handball.
Right, it's like handball.
And you got a paddle?
You have a basket on your hand. And you catch the Bellini in your basket, and you throw it back.
It's handball. It's exactly what
it is. It's not handball because you don't hit it with a hand.
Handball is, something you cup like your hand. That, right. Handball, you cup your hand.
Right.
So you have a basket instead of...
A basket, and the Bellini drives at 100 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, and you have to catch the Bellini and then wick it back.
Yeah, but you, do it all in one motion, you know?
Right. It has to be in one motion. It has to be in one motion.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And
I can get that.
And the reason it is corrupt is because that was a big corrupt. We used to corrupt the guys. There was a guy named Joey that
I don't think they have it anymore, Lair.
They do have it. There's a whole arena in Dade. Matter of fact, if you want to go down there one time, it's fun to go to watch.
I'll do it. You still have to take me rodeoing.
Oh, rodeos are fun, too, to watch.
I haven't been to that.
You've seen them on TV, but...
No, I haven't.
You've never seen a rodeo
live? I've seen...
You've seen them.
No,
you've
I've seen clips of a rodeo. I've never seen a rodeo.
A rodeo has different events in it. They have... bull riding, they have rope calfing, they have team penning.
I watched this video today of this guy trying to get his cow back in the woods. He was chasing his cow on his rope, and he went to go throw it, and And the horse knocked. He hit a tree, and he got knocked off the horse, and the lasso tied around his foot, and the horse was just flying through these trees, and he was getting knocked out.
Trees. That happened.
He was taking body shots. That by happened. Trees.
That's very bad. The horse is so powerful. That's so bad. I used to do that. I used to do team roping and team penning, which is they have what they call a header and a heeler. Now, that's a sport, obviously, you don't know much about. But you talked about boxing is not the most corrupt sport by far. There's a lot of boxing is not as corrupt as people think in the actual fight. They're really corrupted by setting up the fight for like they're doing a Jake Paul.
Like
Jake. That's cool.
He got to win and win and win and win, and now they're and like, now hey, go fight this monster.
Exactly. Now go, and then he gets killed.
He's going to be on a lot of mushrooms, so you might have a chance. And they're like, he doesn't have a chance. He's going to be on a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, it's going to be a monster.
That's, again,
dude.
Doping.
Yeah.
Doping is part of all sports. That
now. Oh, would you consider that doping? Doing mushrooms before your fight?
Oh, absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
I would. Because you now, don't have a pain sensory.
Is it a banned substance? I don't know.
No, I don't. They can't test for it.
Then
all they're going to test for is food poisoning. And good luck telling me my food poisoning.
Well, listen.
Psilocybin.
Anytime you use anything to enhance your body, that's why they don't even call them steroids. It's called performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
What's going to enhance your drug? I don't know. Now, they know steroids is performing. Mm-hmm. They know certain uppers. If you get caught with certain uppers, because that could keep you awake. Like, imagine putting a guy in a ring who is on PCP.
Just destroying you. You can't knock him out.
You can't knock him out.
His brain isn't going to shut off. Your brain shuts you off to protect you.
And
when you're on that, your brain is not going to protect you, bro. No, you see the
strength they have? Yeah, they talk about my
mother. I never thought about PCP strength in the ring.
But now I think about it. She used to work at a mental institution. And they say the strength of those people is times 10.
Restarted strength.
They rip radiators out of the ground.
It's called restarted strength.
You're right. That is exactly what it's called. I know what that means. That is so true, man. And it's so you can't have a guy on PCP on your in your ring. You know, I don't get performance enhancing drugs with golf. When they say, "Who gives a shit?" If he's like, you know, golf is not a sport of strength. It's a sport of time. No, it's not.
Larry, you could hit the ball harder than someone with more accuracy, and you could get it you in a better spot. Because
a muscle person couldn't have the flexibility. It's not about that.
Larry, you could hit the ball stronger and with more precision than someone who has less strength and the same more amount precision. Of precision.
No, you couldn't. That has nothing to do with it.
Precision has nothing to do with golf.
No, golf is all about precision. But what does having steroids in you have to do with
what did precision? I just say? Can you repeat to me what I just said?
Yeah, you said you'd have more strength and more precision.
I'm saying if you... Listen, so me and you, right? We have the most... We have the same amount of strength and the same amount of precision when we hit our ball. We're pretty even, right? Mm. Now, if I took more strength pills and had the same amount of precision as you...
You couldn't, though. See, when you gain strength... All right, when you gain strength, Nick... Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, flexibility and muscles.
Right. Like, you know in muscles, when you gain big muscles?
Yeah.
You don't have that...
Yeah, you're not going to get that big. You're not going to get that big doing golf, bro. You're not going to walk up here like fucking Sam fucking Schnelk or whatever his name is. Sam Elklin. It's looking like this. No,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can still be jacked up off steroids and be just like me and stronger.
Strength doesn't work like that, Nick. You have to build the muscle. So if you don't build that muscle, you say looking just like you.
I know, but you're talking about mobility. You know what
steroids do for you? Do you know what steroids do?
Yes, I do.
What do they do?
Don't act like a retard. They help you build muscle, and you have to stay at it.
Recoup.
You have to stay at it, or else you're not going
to
fucking.
You have to stay at working that muscle. So when you work that muscle, it gets bigger.
Yep.
And the muscle bigger shows it's stronger, obviously. So that's there's certain sports I don't believe steroids help, and they still use them as performance enhancing drugs.
Okay.
There's also certain places.
That doesn't matter. That's
right. Now
that makes no sense. Oh, just because you're stronger than me now doesn't mean you have an advantage. What? If everything else is the same and now I'm just a little stronger than you, I have the advantage.
You're 100% right. If everything's exactly the same. But if you take performance enhancing drugs.
I know, but if you're a golfer and you're taking steroids, you're not going to get meted out to this, Lair. You're going to be toned up and meted up. You're not going to be a no-neck-having... user, you know, you're still gonna have your neck and your mobility. You're just gonna be a little stronger than everyone else.
Well, I think you can do that with creatine then.
Creatine.
Sure. Creatine. Creatine's another drug. It creatine.
Kratom.
Is, no.
Kratom.
Kratom. Not kratom.
Kratom. Creatine. You know, they're different things.
Creatine.
Okay.
Creatine's a drug that helps you repair your body. And obviously, the key to any athlete is the more they train. It's the same as what?
It's the same thing.
As what?
They're just pronounced differently. Kratom and creatum.
Kratom? No, kratom. No, kratom is a actual drug that, matter of fact, I bought kratom off of the online once. Kratom, it's a pill.
It's a powder. Kratom's a powder you put in your drink.
That's creatine.
Yeah, it's kratom. Same thing, right? Isn't it?
No, not
I
at
could
all.
Be wrong, but you I'm pretty wrong. Sure kratom and creatine.
Can you look it how up? Would you spell creatine?
I don't know how to spell, Larry.
That is so. True. You don't know how to spell, but
kratom. No, I could be wrong. I want to know the difference. I want to know the difference between kratom and creatine, because I don't know. I know that kratom was people were taking it after having long nights after the bar to rejuvenate themselves. And then they were getting hooked on it.
Right. A kratom drink. Drug fact sheet. Kratom. Kratom leaves contain two major photoactive ingredients. and said, but,
this
these
girl
leaves
taking kratom was like, it's
does
like
kratom
heroin.
Affect the liver?
She was like,
chronic use of kratom recreationally has been associated with rare instances of acute liver injury.
She was like going through withdrawals, saying it was the same as heroin. I'm like, it's kratom.
No.
It's like, it's literally sold at Good Times, girl. You need to calm down. She had to like get off work. She was going through withdrawals from kratom. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Kratom. Kratom is, here's what kratom is.
You just said you were reading kratom.
I am. I said, I'm going to tell you what kratom is compared to creatine.
What were you just reading?
Kratom.
So you've been on kratom.
Right.
Okay.
Mitogram, what is it? Is a tropical evergreen tree in the coffee family native to Southeast Asia. It is indigenous to Cambodia. This is what kratom is. It's K-R-A-T-O-M, a herbal leaf from a tree of the Rubaceae family. Is it
just
tropical?
Just look up the difference between kratom and creatine.
It's so that's all different.
I want you to do.
What is creatine?
Just look the difference up between them, and we'd save a bunch of time.
You can't. But that's like saying, what's the difference?
You could look
between,
up the difference between heroin and meth, and it would tell you the difference.
Right, but it's different.
It would tell you the difference, okay. Though.
All right. Let's do it your way.
I don't. It's not my way. I'm just.
Yeah.
It's the,
it is.
It is. It's the most logical way.
Kratom and creatine. Kratom has a diuretic effect, which is going to want to flush excess fluid out of your system. They are pretty much on opposite sides.
So there you go. See, I knew it would work.
Anyone take both? Kratom sub took my question down. Big surprise, but basically just started getting into the gym and want to get big because I'm pretty small. Every single person I've talked to.
Kratom.
Told me they gained a lot of weight very quickly using creatine.
Okay.
And to drink a shit ton of water, but also take kratom every day, which means I've never even done more. Basically, just looking for those with experience and advice. I've combined kratom and creatine, two different drugs, almost daily since starting kratom and have experienced zero negative effects. As others have mentioned, drink plenty of water and you will be just fine.
But no differences.
Hold on, I'm on some Reddit or what is it called?
Reddit. Yeah,
it's not
it's
even Reddit.
If it's orange, if it's orange and white, it's probably Reddit.
It's not orange and white. Well, here's what it is actually. Kratom as a toxicity. Kratom guide to benefits and safety concerns. I bought kratom actually offline. It's supposed to be doing all this stuff.
Creatine or kratom?
Kratom, okay. Not creatine is like just like a powder that you buy. Like I call them protein powder.
See, that's weird because so is Croton. You could go up to this smoke shop right up here and get Croton.
Kratom. Yeah, you can go up that same plot and get creatine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So on that note,
Look, is it a natural painkiller or an addictive drug? Yeah.
The girl I was working with, let's call her Era.
No, they don't even compare them as to the two totally opposite things. So do some people use
kratom.
Them together?
I'm talking about
kratom.
Kratom
and creatine.
I'm talking about kratom. She was using kratom and was literally acting like it was as hard to get off kratom as it was heroin.
I did hear some people say that kratom can be addictive.
I was like, holy cow.
I didn't see that.
She was like coming into work off the shakes and shit. I was like, whoa. You probably never need to experiment with like herbal teas again. You know, like, holy cow.
Does it have effects? Just as of late, the kratom is a herbal supplement. That's a herbal supplement.
Like a tea.
Creatine is
like
not
a tea.
A
like I just said,
supplement.
Yeah.
A supplement that has gained a lot of interest in recent years from people curious about the drug's effects. This is from Goodart. This is the pharmacy channel. Takeaways. Leaves from the kratom tree are used to make herbal supplements that are gaining popularity. People report taking kratom to increase energy, relieve pain, and stop or lessen opioid use. Ooh.
Yep. Heroin.
Kratom isn't an FDA-approved medication, and kratom-produced products aren't well-regulated. In fact, some U.S. states and other countries have made it illegal to purchase or consume kratom products. There isn't clear evidence that kratom is safe or effective. It can be addictive and has side effects and drug interactions that may make it unsafe for some people to use. That's what it is. See, it's a leaf. Now, creatine is a powder.
Well, the leaf turns into a powder, so you can't.
Well,
the kratom turns into a powder. Ooh, okay, I got to go.
You do?
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Anyway. All right, yeah, we do have to go. We talked about a bunch of shit today. That definitely the fight. I want to see the Tyson fight. That's what I want to see. I can't wait. I do like to go. We should go to this fight wherever it's
Vegas?
At.
Vegas? I mean, you
No, could, it's in Texas.
Or July. You could say, hey,
Black's on. Matter of fact, I gotta let him know that we got the, what's it going on? That, yeah. When it's coming out. That other thing.
Yep.
All right, everybody. We're going to get going.
Oh, hey, our show's coming out on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah, Paramount. No, it's going to be VH1.
Yeah. Paramount Plus is, I guarantee you guys, if you have Paramount Plus, you'll have it on there.
Too. Anyway, the channel is VH1.
Yeah.
And it's called My True Crime Story, and it is coming out April 9th, which I think is a Tuesday or Thursday.
A few weeks, 2 weeks, right?
It's a little more than 2 weeks, about 3 weeks now, of course. April 9th's a Tuesday, so it airs Tuesday nights. So that's going to air Tuesday nights. We're going to have it up. We're going to have a clip beforehand. So
we'll have a little vlog footage.
We'll have what?
We'll have a little bit of vlog footage and a little vlog.
Oh, from us. When we were there, you mean?
Yeah, we still have all that.
We got to do a vlog from that.
Yeah, we have it all. We just weren't allowed to use it yet.
Oh, that's true.
So we have all the footage of you getting your makeup done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had makeup.
Yeah, Larry, look at you. Yes, they put makeup on you, bro. Nah, they're starting to edit your thumbnails. Of course they put makeup on you. Let's get out of here.
I'm getting old. All right, let's get out of here. All right, everybody, please make good choices. And I will see you on Tuesday. Have a great day.
Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.